God takes the prophet Ezekiel onto a field trip out into the wilderness to a dry valley, and there, scattered all across this vast wasteland, are bones. Dry bones. It's the remains of soldiers who fought and died in a battle. It's the tragic end to a lost battle long ago. No one survived this battle. No one was able to bring word back to the people so that those bodies could be recovered. None received a proper burial because they were all dead. And exposed to the elements over time, their clothing, their hair, their flesh, their muscles, their tendons, slowly decayed, dried, and turned to dust and blew away, leaving the chalky remains of a bleached, sun-bleached bones there in the desert. And if it's not disturbing enough, God taps the prophet on the shoulder and says, "These that you see here are the house of Israel. These are the people of God." We would say, "This is the church. This is the confirmands." The field of dry bones is a picture of this defeat and despair and hopelessness of God's people. Dem bones are the remains of the people of God. This disturbing vision is God's answer to something the people of God were saying. They were complaining. Just like we sometimes complain to God, right? About things that aren't going our way. Things that aren't going the way we had hoped. Maybe the way we thought God has promised. And so when things weren't going their way, there became a byword that they were sharing with one another. And this is what they were saying. "Our bones are all dried up. All hope is lost. We are completely cut off." These are the words of despair and hopelessness. It's the belief that God abandoned us and wasn't with us during those difficult times. Our bones are dried up. Our hope is lost. We are completely cut off. When Ezekiel sees the valley of dry bones, he experiences really the horrific nightmare of this byword, of what they were saying. He experiences the worst fears of the people of God, that he indeed had abandoned his people, and so they were left there strewn across this field. And so what the people of God were saying allegorically, God made happen before Ezekiel's eyes, literally, seeing this valley of dry bones. It's a little disturbing, isn't it? Why is Pastor talking about this on Confirmation Sunday? Well, it's the appointed text, for one. But it's also a great encouragement to you, confirmands, and to all of us. Why would this be a great comfort? Because with this vision, God is confirming that he has heard God's people's cries. So much detail that he's heard that he's even made it manifest before the prophet's eyes. He knows our deepest doubts. He knows all of our reservations. And he's acquainted with our very worst fears, even the ones we do not utter. I think we can agree that the Christian life is not a cakewalk all the time. And by confirming your faith this morning, young women and man, By confirming your faith, you are taking more ownership of your faith journey. You're taking now the initiative with God to say, I want to walk with you. I want to have a relationship deepening with you. Today's scripture is a reminder, though, that there may be times that are difficult. And there's this great assurance that God is with us every step of the way. Even when we feel like our bones are drying up, even when we feel like we're losing hope, and even when we feel like we are cut off. Then Ezekiel's vision takes a turn. God taps him on the shoulder again. He says, mortal, right? Mortal, you who will also one day be dry bones. Mortal, can these bones live? He asks. Is there any possibility, no matter how remote or impossible it seems, that these scattered bones across the field could one day run again? Could one day dance again? And can play again? It's a ridiculous question, I think, showing God's dark sense of humor about what he's about to do. And Ezekiel, who's been asked a question like we've been asking you guys questions for the past 3 years, like a good confirmation question, is asked, can these bones live? And Ezekiel gives a brilliant answer. He says, Lord, you know. And with that brilliant answer, he admits that part of our experience is in the unknown. We don't always understand what God is doing or will do. And that he alone understands the full picture of where we've come from and where we are going with him. And so God challenges you and me to believe the impossible, just as Jesus will often say, with men and women it is impossible, but with God all things are possible, for nothing is impossible with God. Then God taps him on the shoulder again, and he tells Ezekiel the prophet to go preach to the dry bones. It would be as ridiculous as me, instead of coming to St. Luke this morning, if I were to go to Pine Lawn Cemetery and find 8 tombstones and preach to them. That's what God asked Ezekiel to do. It not only shows the power of God, but it shows the ridiculousness and foolishness of the gospel. That we would believe that preaching the word of God would actually enliven and give new hope and life to the hearers. And so this is what happens. God's word goes out from Ezekiel's mouth and reaches down to the dirt and to the dust and rebuilds those who have bitten the dust, those who are beaten down, those who are defeated and hopeless. And he does so from the bottom up and from the inside out. Bones begin to levitate off the ground and they start to rattle. Marrow begins to grow and become moist in the bones. They're no longer dry. Sinew begins to snake its way along the bone and attach bone to bone. Muscle, the pink of flesh, begins to grow on the bone. The blue and red veins begin to spider and to weave in and out of the flesh, bringing the much needed nutrients to sustain that body. And then that protective layer of skin covers the bodies. Then God taps the prophet on the shoulder again, and he says, command the wind. And you'll remember that the word for wind in Hebrew is the same word for spirit. It's the same word for breath. In fact, in this passage, the word for spirit it appears in all of its forms, multiple times, at least a dozen times, showing us that the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God, infuses us, runs through our veins, rebuilds us, makes us alive, and gives us hope and courage and the ability to stand tall. And so God tells Ezekiel to command the wind, and it rushes in like the day of Pentecost. Mouths gape open that are lying on the ground. Chests rise, filling their lungs with this fresh new wind of the Spirit and of the cool air. Eyes blink open. They sit up on the ground, and then they all stand tall. What was once a vast, desolate, defeated army is now a vast multitude of the triumphant, and those who've been raised to new life by the power of the resurrection that raised Christ. And so this very vivid vision that we see in our text today, these bones, these dry bones, we have the answer to God's question. Can these bones live? God gives a resounding yes. These bones can live. Can your faith be sustained day to day, even through your darkest hours? Yes, God says. Can God give hope to us when we're in despair and at our bottommost part of the pit? Yes, God says. Can God give comfort to those of us who grieve our losses? Yes. Can God give us a peace that can even transcend our human understanding? Yes. Can God encourage even when we're in our most troubled, defeated state? Yes. Remember the dry bones. Remember God in the dry bones in the field of our shattered dreams. God hears our cries of desperation. He knows our worst nightmares. He's acquainted with our worst fears. We don't need to see them in a vision for God to confirm that He knows us through and through. And He not only knows us, He cares for us. And He meets us in our troubles and in our doubts, in our struggles, even to the bottom most, right down to the dust. Corrie ten Boom was a Dutch Christian woman who used to hide Jews during World War II from the Nazis. And this is what she said. She said, "There is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still. There is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still." And so God is at work in the dust and in our pits and in the valleys and when our bones are drying out. That same Spirit grows and builds you and me, just as He promises, bone by bone, sinew by sinew, muscle by muscle, vein by vein, skin over skin, from the ground up and from the inside out. And not just you, confirmands, but all of us here today. God grounds us, even when we're in the dust, to the very core, filling us with the Spirit, even to the bone and marrow. He forms the bond between you and me as members of the body with the sinew of Holy Communion and the sweet fellowship that we share. He strengthens our faith, muscle by muscle, growing stronger each day in trust to the true and living God. He gives us a new heart and a new mind that longs for God. He delivers us the sweet and sustaining sacraments of word and the Lord's Supper through the veins of our fellowship. And he shields us with the skin and shield of his protective care. He breathes into our nostrils like he did Adam, the breath of life and the wind of the Spirit, and fills us with the oxygen-rich air of the Word that is living and active, the Spirit that has the power to rebuild our broken and disconnected lives, limb by limb, bone by bone, from the bottom up and from the inside out. These dry bones live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.